Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. My name's Tom. Laura's busy playing with the dog.
Stop it. I was dancing to Britney.
With the dog and his toy lobster hanging out of his mouth.
It's a crab this time.
Oh, is it really? Do you bring enough playthings for him? I'm just kind of worried that he'll get bored and have nothing to do.
I think I have enough.
There's more toys on the floor in here than you find at your average daycare.
Okay. We want to make sure that Murph is happy this morning.
Hey, he looks pretty happy.
He's a good boy.
Well, sometimes. But he's trying. He's getting bigger.
My doggy's perfect.
He's a pain in the arse when sometimes.
Well, yes, because...
Like little babies are adorable, and then they become toddlers, and they're still adorable. Then they get a little bit older, and they're a pain in the arse.
That's why they make babies and toddlers cute, so that you don't kill them. Seriously.
Well, dogs, too.
Yes.
That's a cute-looking dog, so you don't want to beat him with a stick when he acts up. You know, so, anyway, you're an animal lover.
I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm an animal lover and a kid lover. I had three kids, and there were times when I hugged them forever. There are other times when I wanted to beat them with a stick.
Of course. I'm a kid lover, too. My nieces and nephews are like, oh, my gosh, I just want to squeeze them. But sometimes you're like, hey, you're three. You don't tell me what to do.
There it is.
Right?
There it is.
Three-year-olds are some of the most, like, egotistical, narcissistic beings on the planet.
Yeah. And your pets can be the same way.
Absolutely.
Like, you call for them, and they look at you like, nah, not right now. Hey, look. I'm going to give you one word commands. You listen.
Oh, luckily,
I talk, you listen, dog.
Murphy so far is fairly decent at listening.
Oh, no, he listens.
Yeah, he listens.
But he's starting to get a little...
rambunctious.
Yes, and loud. We can't have that.
He's not loud. Only if I leave the room.
Well, then take him with you.
Okay.
It's good to see him again, though. It's been a day or two. He's been growing up here, but now he doesn't come by as much.
It's probably like two, three times a week.
Yeah,
depending upon when the husband stays home. Yesterday, Keith was home all day, so we didn't bring him in.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody should do this. I really do. I really do think if your job allows it, you should be able to do it.
As long as you ask permission.
Right. And like, no, but I mean from very beginning, like raise
a dog. Well, because now he's okay going different places. Like he does. Now he's starting to really pull on the leash.
Oh, boy. He's getting big.
He is. So we're going to have to start to be a little bit more corrective in how we're walking, start to train a little bit.
And you know what? If you take a dog to work and he grows up at work, some of the coworkers can learn from the dog because there are a few people in this building that you need to pull on their leash a little bit. You know what I mean? So, you know, and everybody loves to pet Murph, which is cool.
It's very true.
There are people that could learn from Murphy,
mm-hmm.
like go outside and poop and and get your leash tugged out when you need it.
It's true. It's true.
There you have it.
Sometimes you should opt outside.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Pet your dog for us. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV and Colbert's take on the Dress Barn.
Dress Barn is going out of business and plans to shut all 650 of its stores. Luckily, there's still many other options for Dress Barn's customer base, including Blouse Bin, Shirt Shack, and Sock Ditch.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Don't stop believing. Sooner or later, we'll get an entire week without rain. Construction will be over. The roads will be paved, and the rock slide will be gone. Don't stop believing.
Well, we're almost there with the rock slide. Everything's open but one lane, so... We're already looking up.
Yep. I was happy to see that.
Let's keep it positive, friends.
And then Mark Lawrence starts asking me questions. I was like, dude, it was dark. I didn't see everything. All I know is there's three lanes open on Route 11 between Northumberland and Danville. And that's good enough for me.
It's all that matters, as long as you can pass through.
Okay. And don't stop believing. Sooner or later, people will pay attention to detour signs and traffic lights. I feel traffic lights are very important. Some people don't, especially in the borough of Northumberland when it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. They put traffic lights up there. I know they don't belong there, but they're only there for the construction purposes. Had a person in front of me today stop at the red light, look both ways and go, meh. Right through the intersection.
No way,
really? Stop sign.
Yeah.
It's not a stop sign.
Was that the orange street light?
King and
oh, geez,
King and Water,
King and Water,
right there. And there was There was a truck coming down Front Street.
Of course there was.
He had the green light.
Uh-huh.
This person was like, stop sign. No, it's a red light, you moron. And it's about this time when I start thinking, maybe we should have a couple of police officers around. Don't just have one sitting at the old Walters Mobile to catch Laura taking the left, because she doesn't do that anymore.
I did that.
She may or may not have.
I may or may not have done that twice.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Because I was so irate. However, this does not excuse poor driving. The other thing is, last week, 2 weeks ago, what week was it that somebody was going the wrong way?
Yes.
Through the underpass.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that. Some people that, oh, road closed. Oh, not at 5 a.m. Yes, at 5 a.m.
No matter what. Yeah, it's one way.
And that's really not an excuse, because that's been up for like several months now.
Yeah. Oh, no, this person in the box truck knew exactly what he was doing.
Surely.
Oh, he knew exactly what he was doing. 110%.
Did you come under there this morning? Both lanes are...
I saw.
They're not open yet, but both lanes under the underpass.
Yeah,
they're making
progress.
Well, I think they need the sort of like the blacktop coat yet.
Yeah, I'll drive on the cement though.
I don't care either.
Anyway.
As long as it's done, I can care less too. But yeah, it's looking good, and it definitely looks wider at the intersection with Duke Street there, Duke and Water. Is that they said it was going to be supposed to be wider for more traffic to come through, and they would have like a bigger left turn lane. So
it's going to be nice.
I definitely see that. Yeah.
So what are they, temporary inconvenience for a permanent improvement or whatever that cliche is?
Let us hope, but this temporary inconvenience has been going on for quite some time.
It's a big temporary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, there's different sizes of temporary.
Right.
There's like the next 5 seconds temporary, and there's the next 5 months. And then there's the throughway.
Which is 15 years.
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit yet.
News and details on the way next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Absolutely love that song. I can hear it every day. It's Coldplay in a sky full of stars. A sky full of clouds. Some thundershower activity today. But a park full of kids. This Saturday.
Yes. Oh, yes. The opening day of Knoebel's Crystal Pool.
This is the second year in a row we're going to be opening the pool. And it's such a, you know, to be surrounded by little kids with smiles on their faces, it's amazing.
It really is. It's going to be a fun time. And so far, the weather looks great.
Mm-hmm.
It is rain or shine.
We'd like to have you there. So what do you say we dive in head first?
Right now?
Or butt first?
Cannonball!
There it is.
Call 800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four. Good luck. 94KX, your caller four on the Ford Fun Line.
All right, great.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Shonda.
Hi, Shonda. You got a youngster who wants to go coin diving?
Yes, I do.
All right, where do you live?
Zealand Grove.
All right, you're on your way to Knoebel Saturday with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Great.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next, along with sports and AccuWeather. This, my friends, is live radio with real humans.
Yes.
When we make mistakes, I don't know if I get tongue-tied like everybody does, or does my brain just slip away because I'm an old guy? But as a news guy, you make a mistake on a story, you just keep going, you know?
Exactly right. The show must go on, as they say.
That's it. So it does happen. Live TV last night, ABC.
Oh, no.
Did a live episode of All in the Family and The Jeffersons combined.
I wanted to see this. I totally forgot this was on last night.
Ooh, I wonder if we could download it or upload it or do something like that. Nonetheless... George Jefferson was played by Jamie Foxx. Love the guy. And there was a live flub that he kept trying to correct, and it just got worse. To the point where he was stumbling so bad, it almost sounded like there was a digital problem, but it was live TV. So he called himself out on it, which I guess you're not supposed to do in acting or in radio or television. But he had no other choice.
Ever since I was a little boy, I would always beg my mother for a little brother. But you know, we were broke. So all could we afford, all could we, all is live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up. All we could afford was you.
There you go. And he finished the line.
That was great.
That was...
That's perfect.
Yeah. He goes, all you people sitting at home watching TV... think there's something wrong with your TV set. No, it's live TV. Good stuff, though. Hopefully, we'll be able to catch it if you missed it last
night. Yeah, definitely.
Maybe on an ABC television app, probably. All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Two of the most politically incorrect shows ever.
And I heard they stayed with the script. They didn't make any amendments to it, too, which I thought was interesting.
Pretty crazy. News is next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:10. Roads are open. Route 11 between Northumberland and Danville. That's exciting. Like Matt said, 3 out of 4 lanes. So I think we'll have smooth traveling, except for the usual detours.
Let us hope so. Just be careful, especially as you go around the detour. You don't want to, like, don't fly through there.
No. We had a phone caller on the air the other morning that was talking about people who rush through detours because it is a longer route to travel. It's very dangerous. Be careful. Tom Hanks, you like him?
I love him.
Everybody loves Tom
Hanks. I love
Hanks.
Him. He just seems like a good guy.
The guy had to run for president. You know what I mean?
I would vote for Tom Hanks.
Put another actor. Ronald Reagan was an actor. Let's put Tom Hanks
in. Did he
play
a president ever? I don't think so.
No, probably not. But
Harrison Ford has.
Many times. I think he could be one. I think he could be one. He was on the Ellen Show yesterday and told a story which only Tom Hanks could tell. But he was at a festival and he wanted a beer.
Okay.
And he couldn't have one because he didn't have his ID.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's Tom Hanks.
I wanted to have a beer. And there were four ladies who were serving up. And I stood up and I said, pull me a draw. And they said, we can't because your ID has not been verified. I said, I'm 62 years old and you know my name. So I think I should be able to get a beer. They said, no, you have to go somewhere over there is a stand where you give them your ID and you verify that you're old enough to have a beer.
That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, but I must give credit to these ladies. They did not cave.
No.
I was offering them tickets to stuff. You will come to the Toy Story premiere with me. Just go like that with a red Solo cup underneath and let me walk away with a beer. And they would not allow it. And eventually a guy came over about a half hour later and he had a roll of red tape. He gave me a bracelet and then guess what I did? I chugged me a brewski.
Good.
Yeah! Tom Hanks, though. I mean, but these ladies wouldn't bend the rules, you know?
I mean, I probably would have slipped him a beer. Honestly.
You would have been one of the ladies that said, hey, get, let him go. You know, it happens on, crazy things like that happen on the local level. A few years back when they opened the brand new Wise Markets in Sealands Grove, they have that little beer area.
Yes, they do.
Then they have that patio that's fenced in and you could sit there and drink your beer.
Mm-hmm.
We just got done doing a live broadcast and me and the crew, I said, you guys did a good job. I'll buy you a beer.
Okay.
So we go to the single serve cooler there at the Wise Markets. Everybody pulls one and they're all into the fancy pants beers. I'm not. So I see, you know, my guys grab these little 12-ounce bottles. I see this big oil can of Yingling, right?
There it is. A pounder, if you will.
It was even bigger. It had to be 157 ounces. I don't know. I bought it. It was a big round can. And I paid for their beers, and we go out on the patio, and we're sitting there because it's a summer afternoon. We crack them open, and we're drinking, and we're talking about, you know, the broadcast and how well it went. Some high school-age kid who's working at the Wise Markets, and it's his job to police the area, I guess.
Okay.
He comes out, and he points at me. He goes, hey, you can't drink that out here. And I'm
what?
Like, I'm like, sure. This
sure,
is
I can.
No, they can. Theirs is only 12 ounces, but you're not allowed to open that and drink it.
Oh, the big guy?
Yeah, the big deer. I was like, what? What are you saying, dude? I mean, come on now. I got kids older than you.
See me?
Get back in there.
Did he keep yelling at you? What happened?
No, he said, you're in big trouble. I said, look, I don't want to get you in trouble. Go get the store manager.
Yeah. Right?
So it turns out it's some kind of stupid PLCB rule.
Do you know what I would have done?
What would you have done? And be careful with the answer. Because I said, hey, look, son, you probably know my kids. They're about your age.
Yeah.
I'm the radio guy.
I would have been nice, totally nice. Yeah. Hey, just go get the store manager. We'll figure this out. I would have pounded it in between.
I wish we worked together back then. Because I should have pounded it and crushed the can on my head.
I just had it sitting there. What are they going to do now?
As you belch, and the store manager comes out. How you doing there, buddy? How you doing?
What beer?
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with Late Night TV.
Yet there's a man in Spokane, Washington, says that he got a bill for a colonoscopy that he never received. And the insurance company asked, are you sure? He was like, yeah, I think that's something I would remember. Yeah, sorry.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather, as well as birthday buddies.
Woohoo!
We've got some local stuff to talk to. Musically, just in case Laura Good is in the mood to sing,
it's
Jewel's birthday today. She's 45.
Oh,
remember who will save your soul.
I know.
That was a cool song.
Who will save your soul.
You Were Meant for Me was her follow-up, big song. And then she kind of went country after Foolish Games. It is her 45th birthday. I didn't know she was that old, and that's not old at all to me. Maxwell, the R&B singer, is 46 today. Here's a name you might not recognize. Phil Selway is 52. He is the drummer for Radiohead.
Oh, fun.
That band is so cool. That's about it, I guess. So, sorry, Laura, you won't be singing at all.
It's time for birthday buddies
that
on
was
the
totally,
radio.
Totally improvised.
Right?
That was...
Not bad, though.
Thanks. I try. It was like a little pitchy.
Yeah, a little bit.
I know. It's because I can't.
Yo, dog.
Yo, dog. Yo. A little pitchy, dog.
There it is. Hey, it is time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Alexa Rodriguez. She is 16 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Jamie Mercaldo from Northumberland, 43.
Cindy Cheesley from Mifflinburg is 47 today. Happy birthday.
Brad Arend from Middleburg is 42.
Jay Tomaszewski is 31 today.
Gina Beyer is 19. Happy birthday.
Karina LaSalle from Sunbury is 48 today.
Jordan Adams is 35 today.
Jackson Hill is 78. Happy birthday.
78, wow.
Yeah.
Texted in just moments ago, Bridget Tompkins from Middleburg is 23 years old today.
Patty Cross from Watsontown is 56.
And our very own. One of our very own is.
Well, I have one more. Hold on, I have one more. Tyler Gemberling from Northumberland is 27, and that's from Tessa.
Jillian Haddon should be listening about now.
I hope so.
Because around the breakfast table, they always listen to Tom and Laura because they have to.
No, I think we have some fans in the Haddon family. There's like the Von Trapp children, there's the Haddon children.
Yes.
And we have fans in Sam, Jillian, and Blake.
Jillian is a sweet 16 today, and rumor has it her dad makes a mean breakfast. So that's probably
all right. Well, happy birthday, Jillian.
Happy
we hope
birthday.
You have a wonderful day. Sweet 16, that's so exciting.
Yeah, I remember when I was 16. No, I don't. It was too long ago.
Oh, I remember when I was 16.
I remember mine, too.
Way too long ago.
I was kind of a pain when I was 16, I think.
Really?
16 and 19. 16 and 19, I was definitely a pain at those specific ages.
Well, Jillian's not a pain. She's wonderful.
No, she's so kind
sweet.
And beautiful. Happy birthday, Joe.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us 49330. Call us on the Ford Fun Line, or you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddy.
Where's that come from?
I love
Even
Jewel.
Even I couldn't come up with
I
that
had like
one.
A moment with Jewel back in middle school.
I had a moment with Jewel backstage.
Stop it right now. All right.
Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:45. The Woodmode Working Family Fund is available right now. We'll give you details on that, but it is something we here at Sunbury Broadcasting put together along with the Greater Susquehanna Valley, the Greater Susquehanna United Way, the Daily Item, and all of our stations. Joanne Troutman is with us. What a sad time in Central PA.
Good morning. Yeah. Tuesday after the rapid response meeting, I was kind of reflecting on that, and I think it's probably one of the hardest things that I've done in my job.
Mm.
All I can say is it makes me so sad. And you and I talking off air, I just have so many questions. Like, why wasn't there more notice given? They had to have seen it coming. Like, why at the end of the day did they not give their longtime hardworking employees at Woodmode a bit more notice? And I know that that's probably a lot of things that you all spoke about as responders to this crisis.
I think we've got to acknowledge, you know, just the shock. I think anytime anybody loses a job, there's shock, there's grief, there's sadness. You know, my family went through that 11 or 12 years ago. But But it added to that. I think, you know, Woodmode has been such an institution in our community, and I think that's kind of where the shock factor
and the volume,
in.
Right? Yeah. It wasn't one or two people or a small business closes. You could pull those people aside and say, hey, guys, I'm really sorry about this, but we're going to close the barbershop or whatever.
Right.
You know, but this generations of people have worked for this company.
I think, yeah, generations, you know, partners, spouses, you know, there was a man there on Tuesday who was talking about his daughter was getting ready to start work there over the summer. So I think it's, you know, it's been around for so long and Woodmode has done, and the Woodmode employees have done so much for this community, but this is 1,000 employees. This is a big deal. And I think lots of people are around questioning that, but this is a big deal. It's a lot of people.
I think it's probably important to note, though, that the United Way, part of what you do is actually all of what you do is respond to crises like this, whether it's one person or 1,000 people. That's what your agency does.
Yes. And, you know, we've been getting questions and maybe a little bit of criticism about, okay, why this fund? Why now? Why not before? And I think what people don't realize is that agencies like United Way, like the community action agencies and many others, do this every day. We respond to individual crises in people's lives. The difference right now is this is the level of volume.
Yes.
You know, that not only is this a challenge for those employees, but it's also a challenge for the community to respond. And I have been so, we've been so blessed, and I've been so pleased with the way the community has stepped up.
Mm-hmm. And in radio, we do, you know, we get the same kind of criticism sometimes. Well, if you help this person, why don't you help that, you know, person? And we do what we can, but the United Way always does that job, helping the people in crisis.
Yeah, our Local Vision Fund, that's exactly the purpose of the Local Vision Fund, is to help working families, those families who are working every single day but struggling to make ends meet. And, you know, we've got case management. We work in tandem with community action agencies. We're here to pick people up. It's just part of what we do, and I don't think people realize that's who we are. And again, many of our partner agencies are a big part of that. So again, this fund is to help address that volume of people that are now out there in the community and really lost. It's a really challenging time.
If you'd like to donate to the Working Family Fund, you can do so by heading to any BB&T branch locally. You can also contact the radio station, contact the United Way, contact the Daily Item. But at the end of the day, if you're listening and you need help, and maybe you haven't reached out, whether you are associated with Woodmode or not, if you're struggling, that's what these agencies are here to do, 110%. So don't be afraid or even ashamed to reach out for some help, because everybody needs help from their neighbors once in a while.
Absolutely. Yeah. Call us. We will point you in the right direction. You know, a lot of times what we say, okay, here's the right number for what you need. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't get that help, call us back, or, you know, we'll be back in touch with you. So, you know, call 570-988-0993 if you need help. We'll do everything we can to support you. And, you know, to donate to the fund, you could also text Woodmode to 41444. You know, you could also drop a check off at United Way if that's preferable. And those eight funds will not just support United Way. I need to be clear about that. They will support other agencies doing this work in the community as well.
If you're driving to work right now, think about your job, how long you've worked there. Maybe, especially if you love your job, or if generations of your family have worked at the same place, you are in good shape. It's time for you to donate to the Woodmode Working Family Fund. Joanne, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with my boy, John Mayer. News coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather as well. Do I have to remind you guys? I don't think I do, but it's Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday?
Yes. Is it already?
That's what's happening today.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Vanessa could visit any day she wants, but what's the Rusty Rail guy doing here?
Hello.
It's Thirsty
guy
Thursday.
Is the beer guy,
and
he's from the Rusty Rail, and here to let us sample some gold standards.
Gold standards?
Oh, yes. Gold standards from the Rusty Rail.
You can live up to that guy? Yeah, he's okay.
We're getting the thumbs up.
We're going to talk about the Milton Beer Fest. And, of course, one of the participants will be here to do a little sampling.
Murphy's going to sample all three as well. We'll see if he really likes them.
This is what I want to see.
I think he likes a hoppier beer, personally.
This is what I want to
see him riding that.
Yeah, an IPA.
This is what I want to see. Murphy, the morning show dog with half a hood on. No. This is what I want to see. Come on now. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work on a thirsty Thursday. Vanessa's back.
Good morning.
Vanessa from Milton Time.
We just love this sort of month-long period in time every spring where we get to talk Milton Beer Fest and cheers on a Thursday morning.
And today we have Vanessa and one of the founding fathers of Beer Fest.
It's true.
That's quite a title.
It is true.
From Rusty Rail. Guy is with us. Good morning, Guy.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Oh, it's always good to see you. We're doing all right.
We're doing okay. I'll be better once I have a frosty one in my hand. Not going to lie.
Well, I brought that.
I know you did.
I think security stops you at the front door on a Thursday if you don't have beer.
They do. Yeah. They do. They send you home.
So, Vanessa, we get more and more excited as time goes on because we're closer and closer to Beer Fest.
I know. I'm so excited. We're only like 2 or 3 weeks away. Tickets are selling like hotcakes because... Because we're working with you guys, and you guys do such a great job on the radio.
Thank you.
But yeah, so $35 a ticket. It gets you a tasting of over 50 different craft beers, wines, spirits, live music from Birdlaw, Milltown Blues, Runaway Stroller, and Billy Kelly with a band. And what's really great about this, your $35 ticket is actually a donation to a nonprofit in downtown Milton called TIME, the Improved Milton Experience. And we focus on community revitalization and instilling pride in the Milton community.
One of your biggest projects recently has been Chef's Place, which is amazing and helping the youth of Milton really sort of discover a purpose if they're not looking to attend higher education, right? If they're looking for jobs.
Exactly. So, yeah, Chef's Place, we recently got this amazing donation from ConAgra, a $25,000 grant for programming for that. And we're teaching kids how to cook. We're taking it one step further this year. We're teaching them how to garden and to harvest food and can the food. We even have this thing called a pizza garden where they're learning how to grow tomatoes and basil and oregano and all that fun stuff.
Wow.
And yeah, and actually on my drive here, I passed the Beer Fest site and it is beautifully mulched. Because yesterday, Meadowbrook Christian School students helped to do community service. They're learning how to be volunteers in their community. So, the Beer Fest is a great time. We bring in great breweries like Rusty Rail. And it's a celebration of the town of Milton. And it's a fundraiser to help help us give back to the community and do these fun things for the youth.
So you can still get tickets, right?
Oh, you can still get tickets.
You said they're going like hotcakes, but there's still some.
Yeah, there's still some available. They're at visitmiltonpa.org. And so like you said, real fun fact, Guy here from Rusty Rail, he really is one of the founding fathers of Beer Fest. This is our third year going strong.
Awesome.
And Rusty Rail was one of the first breweries I got lined up year one. So Guy.
Guy, what's going on? Like, what's new at Rusty Rail?
Oh, tons of stuff. Yeah. Just one thing about Chef Place. It's really great with the restaurant at Rusty Rail to be involved with that project a little bit. And you know, just if they're going to have talented people, it's going to be really great for us in the future.
Yes.
So it's a really cool program. But yeah, with Rusty Rail, tons of stuff. I mean, we're coming out with new beers every single month. We're going to come out with a pretzel ale that'll be available at the Beer Fest. So that's
pretzel
really exciting.
Ale?
Pretzel ale?
Yeah.
Meant called, to be eaten with pretzels? Drank
sure,
with pretzels?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Mobius. We're really excited about it. It's an imperial pretzel ale. It's got a really great pretzel-y aroma. It's tasty.
Okay.
Yeah, and then just all sorts of great beers coming out.
All right. And of course, the standards that we all love.
And those are the three beers, I think. What is it? The three beers we're trying today are ones that you have regularly.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I brought beers that people are able to get all the time.
Okay.
So I brought our Wolf King, our Fool's Gold, and our Fog Monster. So we'll be trying those
later. Awesome.
We'll be Facebook Live.
Yes, I was going to say, we'll go Facebook Live. And then I think we need to mention, though, Rusty Rail. It's such a destination anymore that I didn't even know this until the last visit, and it was for brunch, full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I love the mimosa flights.
There you
not going to lie.
Nice. All right.
But if you want to have a wedding there, you can stay overnight. Like, I had no idea until I got talking to the waitress.
Yeah, absolutely. One of our goals from the beginning of starting Rusty Rail was to make it a destination. So that meant having, like, other aspects to the space. We have a really wonderful wedding facility. So if anyone's looking to get married locally, it's a wonderful spot. Great staff there that takes care of everybody. We have, of course, the wonderful restaurant. And then an award-winning brewery. So we actually won a few national medals with our beer, too. So
we're
really trying to bring it all together at that location in Mifflinburg. And we're even doing some other projects, expanding a space for can releases and, like, bag toss and fun games and stuff like that. So.
All here in Central PA, Mifflinburg.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right here.
Wow. All right. We will be Facebook Live shortly.
Yes.
But But first. She's ready.
So who wants to win 4 tickets to Milton Beer Fest and a friendly 4-pack of Rusty Rail, or excuse me, River Rat Brew Trail passports?
There you go.
Rusty Rail that is part of the River Rat Brew Trail.
Exactly. I didn't have my beer yet. Excuse me.
Exactly. Right.
So the phone's ringing already. What caller do we take?
Let's do caller number 3 this time.
Switching it up. All right. Sounds good.
Caller 3 on the Ford Fun Line with Tom and Laura in the morning. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck.
KX, this is caller 3 on the Ford Fun Line. Who's this?
Deb Keeley.
Hi, Deb.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Do you know Vanessa?
No, hi, Deb.
Hi.
She's going to hook you up.
Yeah. Are you excited to win 4 tickets to the Milton Beer Fest and 4 River Rat Brew Trail passports?
Yes.
Awesome.
You.
Are you going to bring all your friends to the Beer Fest? We're going to have a good time?
Yes.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, congratulations. Well,
thank you.
Experts reported this week that so much trash has accumulated in Los Angeles, they believe it could lead to a spread of the bubonic plague. Said people in Los Angeles, we are going to get so skinny.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Hopefully you enjoyed our Facebook live video on a thirsty Thursday. No morning show dogs were injured in the making of that video. We just want to tell you that. If you didn't see it live, check it out later. You're on your way to work. Where are you going to work? What do you do for a living? Here are the jobs that make you the most dateable.
Dateable?
Yes.
Like to go out on a date?
Yep. A new survey from eHarmony asked single people what jobs make a person relationship material. Here are the top 5. Doctor or nurse.
Sure.
Teacher or professor. Veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Firefighter or police officer. And finally, number 5, a guy that brews beer.
I think so.
I think I made that one up. Number 5. Yeah. Because I wasn't going to say radio person. Anyway, number 5, an engineer or an architect.
Oh, okay.
There they go. So,
oh, that all sounds about right.
Right now in my life, if I wasn't married, I would be wanting to date...
Guy? Because he's married too, so I mean...
Yes, okay. Sure, right. Fine for the beer. No. A licensed contractor, that would be great.
To fix your house.
Yes.
Well, rounding out the top 10, lawyer, IT, that's interesting, artist or designer, office worker, and writer. Wow. The job that is the biggest turnoff. Any guesses?
Garbage man.
No, an IRS person or an accountant.
Well, you're close there.
Really?
I mean, you're not close, but you're close like to
it's
how
not,
I feel.
Right? Like, it's not that sexy. Sorry to the accountants and IRS people listening. Not that sexy.
The IRS is on line 1. They want to check your taxes again.
They already did today, and I owed money.
There you go. The least attractive job is a politician.
Oh.
I can understand that nowadays.
What? Nothing more needs to be said.
Actually, nothing more needs to be said. You're right.
Yep.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, reminding you that you can help our friends and neighbors who suddenly became former employees of Woodmode through the Woodmode Working Family Fund.
It's available if you click on the Woodmode link up at WQKX.com. You can also donate via text. And that number is, what is it, Tom?
41444, but yes. You text the word Woodmode, all one word, Woodmode, to 41444 and make your donation.
Yes, I'm sure everyone would be so appreciative. And remember, just like Joanne from the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way said, the donations are going to be spread far and wide to help everyone who has been affected by the plant's closure. Again, that link is available at WQKX.com.
And thank you for your donations from the Greater Susquehanna United Way, the Daily Item, and 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. What does hit it in the morning mean? I'm just kidding. Sean Carey is on his way in. She just keeps saying that phrase throughout the song. I'm like, hey, you need to calm down. All right.
We don't, Ariana,
I love you, baby.
We don't.
You need to calm down.
Need to delve into the contextual meaning of what our girl Ariana Grande means when she says hit it in the morning.
She obviously wants that dude to break up with his girlfriend. I think that message is clear.
Sure. It's very clear.
It's very clear.
What we're meaning by hit it in the morning is not as evident. We don't need to use context clues to determine what that particular phrase means right now in this moment. We can speak off air.
That was like a one-time thing I just said. You didn't need to like expand on it. We just move forward. Sean Carey's his face is turning red. He's a good boy. He's a good boyfriend.
You are not.
I am not. Sean Carey's next. Have a good day.
Happy Thirsty Thursday.
So, yeah.
Bye.